Zimbabwe.
Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stube. This evening, we are discussing a Pretoria High Court decision to dismiss an appeal by Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi to reverse an earlier ruling of the same court in which it blocked the termination of the Zimbabwe exemption permits. Namhla sixoxa nesinqumo sedalela High Court elichithe isicelo sikaMnumzana Aaron Motsoaledi esokuzama ukugenqula esinye esenziwa lidaleleli elathi akukho emthethweni ukuba eleSouth Africa limise amaphepha aweZimbabwe exemption permits. Sizaxoxa njalo ngamafishane ngempi ephakathi kwele-Israel leHamas. Before we discuss this and other issues, let's take a brief look at what is happening elsewhere. The Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change says time has come for Zimbabweans to stage public protests over the disputed results of the 2023 general elections. Gift Osteros Ziba, deputy spokesperson of the party, says Zimbabweans have a right to protest. Speaking to journalists in Harare today, Ziba further said ZANU-PF is behind recalls of the CCC's parliamentarians.
Firstly, we have made it very clear. We mandated as the Citizen National Assembly, we made a resolution in our 18th Citizens National Assembly. We mandated President Chamisa to write to the Speaker of Parliament and inform the Speaker, Honorable Mugenda, that we have acted in error, that the current person who wrote to you does not represent our movement. And the Speaker has given us a response that the issue has been subjected to the court and we await the court processes that are happening. Number two, we have, as a movement, opened a criminal case against the imposter of ZANU-PF. Because we cannot watch when there's criminal abuse of our intellectual property, the criminal abuse of our logo, which ironically the symbol of our movement, which has the face of our president. But an imposter uses that letter A to try and abuse our party, to try and abuse our property. That's why we've engaged the state, particularly the police. And we continue to urge the Zimbabwe Republic Police to take the necessary measures to make sure that such criminal conduct is brought to book. You know, fellow Zimbabweans, that if it was the case of the opposite side, if any case had been opened against our member, you would see the energy, the extent, the harassment, the surveillance that would have happened if it was a member of the authentic alternative in this country, the CCC. What does that indicate? It shows beyond doubt to all who care to listen that in this country we have a law for ZANU-PF and the law for the rest of us. That's why we made sure that we engage the police for this act to be resolved. Because we are a law-abiding organization, we don't intend to take the law into our hands to deal with the current criminality and gross abuse of our intellectual properties.
That was Opposition CCC Deputy Spokesperson Gift Osteros Ziba speaking to journalists in Harare. But ZANU-PF Political Commissar Mike Bima says his party has nothing to do with the recalls being made by Sengezo Chabangu, who claims to be the CCC Interim Secretary General.
So it's not our agenda. Well, it might come, and obviously when it comes we welcome it, but it's not our agenda to have those recalls. We are extremely happy with having a majority in parliament as we are, and we it's not our agenda to recall. It's really an internal affair, and if it happens and it happens to our favor, well, thank you so much.
Mike Bima is the ZANU-PF political commissar. He was speaking to journalists in Harare, still in Zimbabwe. A man claiming to be a ZANU-PF interim secretary general has recalled 70 party members, including Tongai Mnangagwa, the son of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Speaker of Parliament Jacob Mtenda has not yet announced the recalls in Parliament. And U.S. President Joe Biden is in Tel Aviv showing support for U.S. ally Israel following the October 7th attack by militant group Hamas that has escalated to an all-out war. Biden appeared to side with Israel, who denied responsibility for a massive explosion at a Gaza hospital that killed hundreds, ignited protests across the region, and scuttled Biden's summit with the regional leaders. White House Bureau correspondent Patsy Watikuswara has this report.
This is what remains of the parking lot of the Ahli Arab Hospital in Gaza City, where a massive blast on Tuesday killed hundreds of people. Arriving in Tel Aviv Wednesday to show support for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Joe Biden said he was deeply saddened and outraged by the hospital explosion.
Based on the information we've seen today, it appears the result of an errant rocket fired by a terrorist group in Gaza.
Biden said Israel has agreed that humanitarian assistance can begin to move from Egypt to Gaza and announced $100 million U.S. aid for Palestinians. He vowed to provide Israel what it needs to defend itself, but urged restraint in its retaliation.
You live by the rule of law. When conflicts flare, you live by the law of wars.
Netanyahu thanked Biden for his support. His government has pounded Gaza with airstrikes, killing 3,000 people, and ordered 2 million Gazans to evacuate ahead of an expected ground invasion in response to the militant group Hamas' brazen incursion on October 7th, which killed 1,400 people.
Hamas is responsible and should be held accountable for all civilian casualties.
Hamas blamed the hospital blast on an Israeli airstrike, while Israel said it was an errant rocket from the militant group Islamic Jihad. That group also denied responsibility. The hospital was considered a haven for Gazans fleeing Israeli attacks.
I don't know. A missile fell on us. We were on the floor. Everything got destroyed. We were destroyed.
The explosion and Israeli retaliation to Hamas have ignited massive protests in various cities, including in Lebanon, Jordan, Iran, Iraq, Tunisia, and Turkey. Demonstrators laid the blame on Israel. In Tel Aviv, Biden met with Israeli survivors of the October 7th Hamas attack. He had been scheduled to head next to Amman to meet leaders of Jordan, Egypt, and the Palestinian Authority. But the summit and the Jordan leg of the trip were scrapped following the blast. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News.
Meanwhile, King Abdullah II of Jordan has expressed displeasure over what is happening in the Middle East following an outright war between Israel and Hamas. He spoke to journalists on an official visit to Germany.
I think on the first part of the question on the issues of refugees coming to Jordan, and I think I can quite strongly speak on behalf not only of Jordan as a nation, but of our friends in Egypt, that is a red line, because I think that is the plan by certain of the usual suspects to try and create de facto issues on the ground. No refugees in Jordan, no refugees in Egypt. This is a situation of humanitarian dimension that has to be dealt inside of Gaza and the West Bank, and not to try and push the Palestinian challenge and their future onto other people's shoulders. Enough is enough. We cannot continue this cycle of violence every single year. Unless there is a political horizon that brings Israelis and Palestinians together, that then allows Israelis and Arabs to come together, this will continue to be a cycle of violence that none of us can afford.
Thank you very much for that clip there. Let's get back to our topic of the day. The Pretoria High Court has dismissed Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi's appeal against a decision by the same court which ruled that it was unconstitutional to terminate the Zimbabwe exemption permits. The court ruled on Monday that Motsoaledi's application has no chance of success in South African courts. It's unclear on what course of action Motsoaledi will take, as holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permits are still agitated over his move. The Zimbabwe exemption permits were supposed to be terminated in December last year, but the government later moved their expiry dates to June and December this year. The Pretoria High Court extended the permits to June 2024 and ordered all parties to discuss the way forward. Almost 180,000 Zimbabweans are holders of these exemption permits. Motsoaledi's leave to appeal application was opposed by the Helen Suzman Foundation and the Consortium for Refugees and Migrants in South Africa. Let's take a short break. Stay tuned. We are going to take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Welcome back to our show. Please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live streaming it on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And joining us right now to discuss this issue is Mr. Velempini Ndlovu, an attorney handling Zimbabwe exemption permits and permit cases, Mrs. Diana Zimbutsana Jambara of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, and Ms. Victor Matutu, chairperson of Zim Imbogoto. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. And we are going to start with you, Mr. Ndlovu. I think to give us your legal kind of mind into this kind of, issue that we're talking about today, what the court did on Monday. Can you give us your take on that, Mr. Ndlovu?
Yes, the court actually denied Minister of Home Affairs leave to appeal. So when the court makes a decision, you have the right to appeal that decision. But when Mzaretu was appealing, he was not appealing to the High Court, but he wanted permission of the High Court for him to go to the Supreme Court of Appeal. So that is what was denied, because they said there are no prospects of success looking at the evidence that he has, or looking at how he actually even replied. Because what he did, he didn't even put an affidavit himself. He had his director general depose of an affidavit. So as things stand now, he has been denied by the High Court to appeal that judgment that was made earlier on, that ruled that what he had done in getting rid of the ZTP was unconstitutional. So what it means is that the decision of the court stands, and the permits are extended until 28 June 2024.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Let's come to you, Mrs. Diana Zimbutsana Jambara. So to you, as one of the leaders of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, what are the implications here?
Oh, it's a very good move by the court, but it's what we generally expected, because right from the start, what legal basis did the minister have to then seek recourse in this instance? And for Zimbabweans in general, it does give them a sense of relief. But naturally, everybody would want a long-term solution to this issue, because the minister seems to be adamant that the holders of the ZTP permit should ultimately vacate. But is that what the Zimbabweans envisage for themselves? So that is the question that we all are discussing amongst each other.
But do you think that Zimbabweans are no longer agitated about this issue?
No, they are still agitated. That's why I'm saying there is a need for a long-term solution to this crisis. Because 2024 is not too far off. It's actually a few months from now. And by then, Zimbabweans who have not made alternative choices as to where they would require to sojourn or whether they need to continue sojourning in the Republic of South Africa and on what basis, are then really worried about their future. So the agitation has not stopped since that very first announcement by Minister Aaron Motsoaledi.
Yes, thank you so much, and stay on the line. Let's get to Umama, Victor Matutu. Nkosazana Matutu, ubona njani konoku isinqumo lesi somthetho lo?
Ngilindele ukubela kubalaleli bakho.
Siyabonga.
Babudube, yebo, siyakuzwa uMthwaledi ulungile i-aphili. Yakhona kutho ukuthi njengoba sebekhulumile lapha ngaphambilini, kutho ukuthi isinqumo senkantolo sihlanyile lawa ma-ZEP asekhona kuze kufike u-28 June womnyaka ozayo. Kodwa ekugcineni njengabantu abathethile amaphemithi sesibangazeleke kakhulu ukuthi ngani le ndaba iyafika emaphethelweni size isinqumo sokugcina, ngoba lokhu kube lokhu kufakwa lokhu kuthatha omunye uwinile omunye ulizile akusibeki ndawo endaweni thina esenza sihlale sizize sibe kwazi ukuthi ikusasa lethu lithini. Okwamanje njengoba sesihlezi sithi hhayi ukuthi ungoma sezi i-aphile kwehlule sesilinde ukuthi kufike u-28 June womnyaka ozayo, esingakwaziyo ukuthi mhlayeni u-28 June beyifika kuyothiwani. Empeleni i-ZEP njengoba sesiyiphethe nje ayisasebenzi umsebenzi okokumele ukuthi ngani eyayizele iwenza, ngoba singananzelela ukuthi leyo esiwaphetheyo athi aphele isikhathi ngo-31 December ngo-2021. So kusukela ngaleso sikhathi yebo silawa ama-ZEP, kodwa lokho esasivele sikwenza ngawo asisakwenzi ngendlela elungileyo ngenxa yakhona yokuthi lokhu kulama-court case, kulokhu kulama-aphili, kulokhu kusifakwa lokhu lalelo shu. So ayisasebenzi ngendlela okumele ngani isebenza ngakhona i-ZEP.
Siyakuzwa sibili mama. Let's get back to you, Mr. Ndlovu. Are there any holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permits who are still coming to you to try by all means to get some new permits, or they've forgotten about this altogether?
It's typical of the behavior of our people mostly. If there's a reprieve, they forget. Because as it is now, people who are on ZEP, who qualify to get onto other permits, are still being allowed to get onto other permits. And we've seen some people apply for critical skills, though there are a few, they are starting to get this critical skills permit. And then a lot who applied for study permits and a lot who applied for general work permit still have not gotten them. And there are people who applied for waivers. The waivers are also trickling in. So I'm sure maybe the Minister of Home Affairs was waiting for this decision, because what the court actually said is that he should reconsider his decision to end the ZEP, and he should go back to the drawing board and consult the people who are going to be affected by the ending of that program. So the court did not actually say that the program shouldn't be ended. So those people who applied for waivers and who are going to go on to maybe get general work permits and other permits are better off getting those permits and those waivers and applying for other permits. Because as things stand, if Mthwaledi consults and he consults the right way, because the problem with his decision before was that he consulted after he had actually terminated the ZEP program. But if he consults and he consults well, then he might end up getting the court agreement to actually not to actually terminated the ZTP program, because his way was people apply for waivers, then they apply for general work permit, then they move on to that. So if many people apply for waivers and apply for general work permit, then they will actually move to the other permits.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, and stay on the line. Let's come to you, Mrs. Dimbuzana Chambara, in your mother language. So do you see some people who are actually struggling to regularize their status as of now? Those people that you interact with. Shona, please, go ahead.
And don't put me down on a put in through. Mazibabwe nzane dambudziko rekuti iye zvino kana neni ndine vanhu vairi vatatu vana vashanu vaiuya kwandiri vachitibetserei kuti tonyora sei mawaivers tigonopa varungu vedu vagotinyorera zvozvinonyorwa vanhu ivavo pakangonzi zvahwinwa kukoti vakabva vati zvi ndiye mwa vakadaro saka patinozosvika kuti nguva yaakupera manje vanhu vaya vanenge vaakuchimhanyamhanya iyezvo nguva yekuti vagadzise mapepers havasi kugadzisa mapepers vakazvigarira zvavo saka izvozvo zvine hatichatohwisisi kuti vanhu vari kune kugeda geda kwemeneri muvanhu kana kuti vakatozvigarira zvavo vari kuti isu zvedu zvanaka isu minista varuza ipapo vari kutopembera minista varuza saka tavaraitisa mapemiti anongoshanda aya votozvigarira zvavo kumba ndo dambudziko guru riripo iroro rekuti vanhu vanobva vaita sakukanganwa chazuroni nehope.
Yes, thank you so much and hold on there. Nkosazana Victor Matutu, akusoze kuhlupe yini kona nxa abantu sebetshaya amangqetshani nje sebekhohle ngako konke lokhu?
Khona kuzahlupha. Singakhumbula ukuthi uminister womafairs wanikeza abantu isikhathi sokuthi zisiyafika u-31 December wowona lowo mnyaka bese abantu be-aplayela ama-waiver. Asazi ukuthi ngemva kwa-31 December kuzaphinda kwenzezo yini ukuthi abantu belokhu be-aplaya ama-waiver. So nxa abantu behlezi sebekhululekile nje sebenethezekile lapho bathi hayi sesifike kulesi sikhathi sebeyekele ku-aplaya ama-waiver asikwazi okuzaphinda kukhulume ngu-minister of home affairs ngoba esikhathini esiningi vele siyazi ukuthi asingeke sikwazi ukuqagela ukuthi izothini. So njengoba yena wayechile ukuthi abantu abaqhubeke be-aplayela ama-waiver lawo kusiyafika u-31 December abantu kumele ba-aplayele ama-waiver bengathathi ukuthi hhayi isinqumo senkantelo esithi ngu-28 ngoba abantu abaningi ngabheka sebenethezekile ba-relaxing sesithi hhayi ikhothi yathi khona kuze kuyefika u-28 June okunye ukuthi futhi abantu abanye babuzisithi kahle ukuthi u-28 June lowo wayebe ukuthi kube kusenzakalani. So uminister yena wabeke sakho isikhathi esingu-31 December abantu baba-aplaye ama-waiver ngoba akwaziwa akukho ngakuqadela ukuthi ngemva kwalokhu uzathini. So angeke siphile ngithi hayi i-court case yathi uzathini uminister athi mina ngathi. So okwamanje nje okuqakathekile ukuthi abantu belandele khona lokhu ama-directive anikezwa nominister.
Yeah, thank you so much and stay on the line. So Mr. Ndlovu, what could be the way forward for Zimbabweans here?
The way forward is this that Victor Matutu has just said. People should just apply for waivers, and then when they get that waiver, at least they can apply for a general work permit. Because as things stand now, the minister will go back to the drawing board, comply with the court order, consult, and then end the ZTP program, because it is a temporary program which started, even though it started in 2010, and that ZTP program does not allow or does not give a pathway for people to end up getting permanent residence. But if you do get a critical skills, or you do get a general work permit, or if you are married to a South African, you get a spousal visa, at least in the long run, you will end up getting, after 5 to 10 years, you'll end up getting a permanent resident. So if you look at people who arrived at the same time as ZTP holders in 2009, 2010, and got other permits, they are now on permanent residence, or they are now South African citizens. So the way forward is for people not to relax. At least it's better for them to wait for 28 June 2024, having applied for the waiver, now waiting for the outcome of the waiver. Because that process also, we've seen that it takes a long time. People who applied for waivers last year are still waiting for their waivers. And people who've
gotten the waivers and have applied for a general work permit are still waiting for their general work permit. There are only a few people, maybe less than 1,000, who have actually gotten their general work permits. And the general work permits that I've seen, they are giving people 5 years. So at least instead of this thing of waiting until knowing what your fate is until 31 December or until a few months time later, 6 months later, June, at least it's better for you to plan if you've got now a 4 or a 5 year permit.
Thank you very much for that information, Mr. Ndlovu. Let's come back to you, Mrs. Diana Zimbotsana Chambara. So looking at what South Africa needs right now, are people with critical skills, but that's an uphill task for most Zimbabweans who are holders of these permits. Is that not the case, Mrs. Chambara?
Yeah, do you mean the obtaining of critical skills visa?
Yes.
Or people
yes.
who are...
Yes.
Yes. It's actually quite a challenge. The challenge actually comes not because South Africa requires critical skills. It does. It actually... critically skilled South Africans are actually migrating elsewhere. So now this compounds a problem of them requiring critical skills from other parts of the world. The problem is that the Department of Home Affairs then does not have, within its regulations, it has specific guidelines on the time frame that is to be used for one to from application process to being issued with the visa. But that time frame is rarely met. So people are now having to wait for years before they receive their visas. And for people then who are for an organization that requires this critical skill urgently, it's a lose-lose both ways. Because the critical skill in most instances go elsewhere, where then their paperwork is done promptly and with expedience, and then the company loses on the critical skill. So that is the issue that the Department of Home Affairs in South Africa needs to then put itself in order. If they say a critical skills visa is required, is to be issued within 6 months, for example, then it should be done within 6 months so that a person will know that their permit has been successful or not, and then they make alternative arrangements, as it were.
Yes, thank you so much. So we have to look at the critical skills on allow in Kosasa and Matutu. Portina or Tube, Ladamani. So I was going to look at Kepima and Gatin Zavantu. So I was going to keep him also Tiny Visage. Matutu?
Joba, Kulumaga Minister, you are critical skills. There are also things that are carrying on the line. The Fagela is a key.
Yes, that is cool. What is that? You say something sensitive, young man. We see a boy like Kuba Bangale, Uvelempini, Love Water. Is that just family? That brings us to the end of our show today. We would like to thank our guests, Mr. Uvelempini Ndlovu and attorney, Mrs. Diana Zimbotsana Chambara of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. We also wish to thank Ms. Victress Matutu of Zim Imbogoto. And of course, our listeners out there and our callers, thank you so much. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.